This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. Who are the three most influential people in your life and why? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Callie Oram.
Tell me about the three most influential people in your life and how they impacted you. The three most influential people in my life will have to be, I would say, my husband, my grandma Debbie, and my mom. So I'll kind of go through each one of those and kind of share how they've impacted my life. So first, my husband. He is my best friend. He is my person that I go to all the time. We never get sick of each other. We could spend days and days, and we definitely have with COVID, of just hanging out and not doing anything. And I just really enjoy his company, and he's my biggest supporter. But I also look up to him in a lot of ways. He's very different than I am. In a lot of good ways. You know, he kind of fills up for the things that I'm not so good at. But he's incredibly smart, which I always value. I'm definitely not the smartest when it comes to, you know, science, math, or things like that. And he really is. And he just thinks in a strategic way that I'm very jealous of. And, you know, I'm envious, and I'm in awe of the way that he thinks and the things that he does. And he's just, like I said, he's my biggest support system. So he's just been influential in making sure my dreams have come true and supporting me in everything that I want to do. He also makes me feel special every day. So I appreciate him a lot. The second most influential person that I mentioned is my grandma Debbie. So she is my dad's mom, and she's my best friend. I mean, I would say that about all of them. My husband, my grandma, and my mom they're all my best friends. Like, they're the people that I talk to the most. And my grandma growing up, I mean, my life wasn't always the easiest. And so there were times where I had to leave my home and, you know, find comfort in other places. And my grandma was definitely that person. I would live with her in certain spurts growing up. And she was just always that backbone for me, that word of wisdom. She'd be the person that, you know, sometimes I'm an emotional person and I really just don't want to have a conversation with somebody about it. And she'd be the person that could just hold me and, you know, make me feel secure and comforted. But she gives the best advice, and she's one of those people that she is the vision of unconditional love. If you think of unconditional love, that's what I think of as my grandma. And she's just always going to be there for me. And living where I am, I'm 16 hours away from home now. And so that's been the biggest struggle, is being away from her and not going over to her house to hang out or go thrift shopping together. And I mean, we spend so much time together. And so she's just had a real big impact on how you should treat people and how I want to treat my children and, you know, my future children, my future grandchildren. She's just been a role model through and through. And then lastly, my mom has been really influential. So she's the strongest person that I know. Growing up, you know, she went through divorce and has been through, you know, abuse and things like that. And seeing her and being the oldest child, and because of that, I took a lot of the weight from her on myself and kind of watched her go through a lot of things and persevere. And seeing where she's at now is just inspirational. She's so strong. She's the best mom. She has always been there for all of us kids. I'm the oldest of seven. And so she's been there for all of us, and, you know, makes every single one of us children feel special and feel unique in our own ways. And she just knows how to really be the best mom that she can, even with the struggles that she's been through. I just look back and kind of wish I could go back to growing up again and just spending those moments with her. And I mean, I've just always admired the way that she can be a mom and the way that she can really love each one of us kids in our own way.
Next, we'll hear from Corey Ostler.
All right. I think number one, and this is, you know, a cop out, most people probably say something along these lines, but is my father, or, you know, a parent. But my dad has taught me a lot about how to kind of deal with life and he told me something when I was in middle school, which I said on my other podcast, but he said, basically, I came home one day from the first day of 10th grade, overwhelmed and like crying. I'm like, this is hard. Like, life was fun and happy-go-lucky in elementary school, but now it is hard and I'm overwhelmed. And he just said, you know, what you got to do is just take it one day at a time and deal with the problems of that day. And then next time you can deal with the next problems of the next day. And that has helped me a lot. And it's literally helping me right now and some of the transitions we're having. So this might be a little bit weird, but I like to create music. I like rock music. And so one of the most influential people on my music side is the late, because he's dead now, Chris Cornell from the band Soundgarden and Audioslave and solo stuff. He was just awesome. And it was weird when he died. It's weird because, like, you know, celebrities die all the time and you're like, oh, that's too bad. But like, for some reason, when he died, I was like, oh, like, it almost felt like I was losing a friend. I never met the guy in person, but like having, you know, really felt what he was trying to convey in some of his stuff and like the hard times his music got me through, like that really had an impact on me. And then last, well, I guess my wife probably. And I say that in that she, you know, there's at least in the way I grew up, there's a very distinct way that you learn how to think as a man. And then there's seems to be a very distinct way that a woman learns how to think. And then trying to bring that together in a marriage is sometimes a little complex. And, you know, there's some friction there at times, but she's taught me a whole lot about how to, you know, where, like, you know, for the better of like, hey, these are my strengths and I can compliment her here. And obviously, like, hey, my shortcomings are evident, loud and clear, and you have told me about them. So, I don't know. Those are my answers.
Now we'll hear from Carrie Hess. Tell me about the three most influential people in your life and how they impacted you. Well, the first one I already talked about on the Relic and EKR podcast, the people of Relic and EKR, and that would be my teacher, Mrs. Haig. She was my fourth grade teacher. And she just inspired me to see the good in others and to continuously lift people up and never tear them down. Another influential person in my life would be my grandpa. My grandma and grandpa practically raised my sisters and brother and I. And my grandpa was just, man, he was hardcore. He was tough. He was from the Navy. He cursed like a sailor. I loved my grandpa, but he was influential and he impacted my life because my grandpa loved me no matter what. And I loved that about my grandpa. He stepped in to be my dad when he didn't have to be. And it's not like it was easy. There was four of us and three of us were really, really close in age and he was older. And I can't imagine that it was easy to just step in and start helping raise some really rowdy kids, but my grandpa, definitely. And then, of course, his wife, my grandma. We lived with them when I was growing up, and my grandma was the sweetest person you'll ever meet in your entire life. My grandma was the kind of person that if she saw somebody in the neighborhood that necessarily didn't have friends and wasn't allowed to hang out at other people's houses, my grandma would have that little kid come over and she would have special treats and ice cream and candies for that little kid just to make sure that they knew that they were loved. And that always made me do that in my life. And I've tried to teach my kids that. Be a friend to somebody who doesn't have a friend. So those are the three most influential people in my life.
Next, we'll hear from Marcy Walquist.
Now This is a really hard question for me, because my immediate answer is my parents, but also I have three older brothers, so it's like a weird combination, and I never really grew up with like having idols, so it's really mostly them, so it's more of like three categories, my parental units, my sibling units, and like my close friend units that I find influential. So my parents, I mean, obvious reason, they raised me. They're very much the reason I am who I am, for better or worse. They've always been very chill, I guess. They've always kind of let me do what I feel best doing, pushed me in the right direction, but never pressured me to fulfill some sort of complex of theirs. So I'm really grateful for that. And then three older brothers. When I say I'm the youngest girl in the family, people are like, oh, your parents spoiled you. I'm like, no, my brothers did, though. So I always had a decently close relationship with them. And it impacted what I like doing with my time. Growing up, it impacted like a bunch of skills I wanted to learn. Like, my brothers are doing this, so I want to do this. So I guess it kind of broadened my horizons in that way. And then for the third category, friends, I've realized as I've gotten older, I'm very particular about friends. Not in like a purposeful or bad way, but I've never had like a friendship breakup. I've always had long-term friends. That probably comes from someone I grew up with, my first like childhood best friend, Ashlyn. She's the definition of highs and lows when it comes to our friendship. We had some lows and we've had a lot of highs, and I think it's a good representation of how relationships should be and how I want relationships to be. So yeah, I would guess say that's a pretty good example of the friendship category when it comes to influential people.
Now we'll hear from JP.
Okay. I'm going to cheat a little bit. And for number one, I'm going to lump in family. You know, I had the awesome experience of being able to grow up close to extended family, and they are a huge part of my life. And, you know, that's something that really shaped me and something I've been glad to have in my life. And now the more actually interesting ones, I have to say Paul McCartney. Growing up, I was a big Beatles fan, and Paul actually, he got me interested in the bass guitar, kind of the role that played in a, you know, a rock group, and ultimately made me ask for a bass for Christmas. I was 14, I think. Anyway, that really had an impact on me, you know, kind of shaped the next really, you know, decade and a half of my life, playing a lot of music, being able to travel. And so anyway, Paul, if you're listening, which I know you probably are, you're definitely number two on my list in a good way. Number three, J.R.R. Tolkien, actually. Reading Tolkien growing up and kind of being immersed in not only his stories, but also kind of his perspective on, you know, in terms of language and you know, linguistic theory, really kind of turned me onto the academics of literature. And it was something that I really gravitated to in my education, and you know, kind of set me on a path for lifelong love of literature. And just being able to take a look at the world through a critical lens, you know, using a variety of different perspectives, you know, especially as it pertains to the humanities.
Next, we'll hear from McKenna Olson.
Okay, so one of the most influential people in my life, and I would say this is probably pretty cliche, but I mean, it is what it is, would be my mom. I think that she has pushed me in ways I didn't even know possible. And she kind of had dreams for us as kids and for me as a kid that, again, you don't even think to dream about that growing up. But because of what she taught us, I was able to accomplish a lot of things that I then grew to really want to accomplish. And to see what she's accomplished in her life and what she prioritizes and what she does has been extremely influential on the person I am today and the things that I've done. And so I would say she's definitely my number one most influential person. And then I would go even further to say that my second influential person would then be my grandma, which is my mom's mom. So she raised 9 kids. So my mom grew up in a family of 9, and family always came first for my grandma. She was always around the house, and even with her like 70 plus grandkids, she's always at our sporting events. She's always around supporting us, her grandkids, and her kids. And that has taught me the value of family and to be surrounded by so much family and to have so many get-togethers and to just be able to experience that. It's really influenced me to want that in my life. And growing up, I always would say, I want 8 kids. I want to have a big family. And people would be shocked by that, but they don't understand how I grew up and how much love came from my family and how much my grandparents did to make family such a priority that it really has influenced me and how I think. And so I'm extremely grateful for that. And then the third person would be, this is more career minded. His name is Jim Gibb, and he's my dad's best friend's brother. He works at a company in New York, and he was the one that really, I mean, it was a company that I ended up interning for, and he was the one that kind of got my foot in the door, got me interviews. And then while I was there living in New York by myself at this big company doing things that were way over my head, he was the one that was always there to kind of walk me through it. And I feel like he helped me kind of grow to love what I was doing and figure out what I love to do career-wise. And I was always able to just hop into his office, talk things out with him when things kind of got crazy. He was in a pretty high up position, but would always take time to talk to me and to make sure that I was taken care of and that I had all the tools that I needed to be successful. And so I think in career-wise, like, I look up to him so much in what he's done, but also the way that he treated me as an intern in this company and how nice he was and kind really influenced me and made me think twice about how I treat other people and how I look at jobs and careers, and it's just all about helping people. So I really learned that from him, and I'm grateful for what he taught me and for what all my mom and my grandma have taught me as well.
Now we'll hear from Shaylee Taylor.
So I think my mom is probably the most influential person in my life. She grew up on a farm, so she just from a very young age was taught to work hard and to be strong and tough and get down and dirty. And so I think that has definitely like carried over into my life, where I've learned to be a hard worker. She's also really good at just helping out, helping people that are struggling, helping with, you know, things that need to get done. So I think that's been a big part of my life too. Like, I've always wanted to be a helpful person like her. She's always the person that, like, if someone's moving or something, she'll go for like the heaviest thing, which is so funny that she's like the strongest person there. So I've always just wanted to be like her and just be a tough person, be a hard worker, and be helpful. I think the next most influential person in my life is my husband. He's really good at making me feel loved and feel like I have worth in my life. And I think that's tough for a lot of females in life, to feel that they are worth something and that they have a lot to offer. So he's always good at just making sure that I know that I have something to offer to the world. The next person isn't really a person, it's kind of a group of people. I would just say that my husband's family, so my in-laws, are a really big influence on my life as well. They're just really loving to everyone around them, even if they don't know them. They're really good at reaching out to people who are struggling and who need help. So they're just really good at taking care of others and thinking about other people before themselves.
Finally, we'll hear from Adam Castor.
It's not cheating, but I do think that I'm only going to use one of my parents. My dad was really influential to me growing up, just because I guess he instilled a work ethic in me. And it was kind of interesting growing up with, and I don't really talk about this a lot just because it just never comes up, But when I was younger, my dad was my principal when I was in like kindergarten and first grade and preschool. So that was like a really interesting experience. I don't know if I would recommend doing that, because it's like you kind of get it's harsher when your parent is like an administrator, because it's like I know I taught you better than that, like if you get in trouble or something like that. So I don't know if I would recommend that, but my dad was definitely really influential to me growing up and following his example, and also like my love of sports I definitely got from him. Yeah. And then second most influential person in my life, I would say it's not really a person, I guess, like sports radio as a whole, it's not a person, but it's a group of people. Actually, is at my first job out of college, WFAN in New York. You probably, if you listen to sports radio, you probably heard of like Mike Francesa. He worked for, he was like a legend in sports radio, in sports talk radio, and he worked there for many, 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 many years. And they're one of the reasons why I got into audio. Like WFAN as a whole is one of the reasons why I wanted to get into audio, because listening to like a couple guys talk about sports for 3 hours, I'm like, wow, that's like the best job in the world. I mean, you know, it's basically like you're sitting at a bar with your friends talking about sports, except there happen to be microphones there. And it's being broadcast throughout like Manhattan and out to Long Island and even parts of Connecticut and Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. So I think that is another influential person or group of people. And then a third one, I would say one of my professors in college, he kind of taught me all I know about Pro Tools. So like got me started with Pro Tools and audio editing and getting stuff. He was definitely a tough guy, as like a tough grader, and he wanted things like a certain way, but I feel like it was still pretty helpful, because I feel like it prepared me for if I did ever want to go into like journalism, like radio journalism, making features and going out and interviewing people. I feel like that, like his classes really did help prepare me for that, if that's the case. But even then, I think that kind of getting me out of my comfort zone as far as interviewing people, and you know, he didn't set up interview, like it's college, they're not going to handhold you. You know, he didn't set up interviews with professors. You had to go and do that yourself. You had to reach out to people and put that stuff together yourself. And, you know, we had a class where we had to put together, I think it was 4 radio magazines in the year or the semester. And so it was a lot of work, a lot of late nights in the school of communications. And I feel like it built some character, even though I was not, it wasn't like the most fun in the world, but it did build character.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of The People of Relic and EKR.